Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
There's nothing more enjoyable than sitting in a room full of people and you're the only one who has no idea what's going on.
Oh, that's so much fun.
We all need to think of something that would leave one each person out.
Oh my god. I don't think I could think of
something. Wait, we all have to think of something.
Let's see. The hard thing will be not leaving Greg out. No offense, Greg, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, like...
Does anybody not know about the Goodyear blimp?
I don't really. I know that...
Hey, everyone but Katie. Goodyear blimp, huh?
I remember that guy. You say that. I go to take a drink of water. Look what's on my cup.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Yep. Is that a Christmas present or something?
We won this in a raffle from our Goodyear dealership in Lancaster probably 15 years ago. Because I was the only one who was like, I want to win those blimp cups. So they were like, yeah, you were like the only person who put your name in.
That's amazing!
You spent $50 on the raffle.
Yes. That's awesome. I love that. That's terrific.
And he's hunted down every copy on eBay ever since. You have 10 of them.
I just snuck into the dealership every morning before they opened and took out the names of people who weren't me.
Yeah. I will risk going to jail, breaking into this in order to get those blimp cups.
You could have just taken the cup.
Right, they were sitting right there next to the raffle thing. I was like, no, this is going to be at least somewhat legitimate.
Oh my god. That was the perfect crime.
New one. There we go.
You got a sound in. There you go.
I got a sound in, yeah.
You got your sound in to indicate that the thing has started.
I didn't add any new sound effects either.
Okay.
I would sport off one of those. Sport off.
I don't know what that means.
Hey,
off.
Eric.
Hello.
Check out my drink.
Does it have ice in it? No, it
I don't
doesn't.
Think it does.
No ice, no ice.
Oh. No!
It's just water, but. It's just
water. Well, that would be offensive
He's
to
so
me.
He's so weird, guys!
That's really weird. Mine has lots of ice and a lime. Look at that. You can easily see it. A big old hunk of lime.
Yeah.
I love the lime part. The lime That's part is essential.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
It's important.
It's important. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway. Hello.
Hello.
It has not been 4 weeks since our last confession.
Feels like it, but...
And consequently, we all remember so much more.
Yes. You remember the normal nothing, as opposed to nothing plus at all what the fuck we're doing. But my recap includes more than just last week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because nobody remembers anything. So.
Okay. Oh, you're getting all serious.
When last we left our heroes...
Ah.
Ready to be spit on.
Oh, no. Okay. Start again.
When last we left our heroes, the party had finally made their way to Kresk, and after spending the night in the Burgomaster's recently vacated spare bedroom, they trekked up the winding path to the impressive abbey perched on the cliffs above.
That's right. I'm impressive.
Yes. After an encounter with some strange-looking folk, they discovered one piece of treasure in St. Markovia's grave, a magical ring, and another in the gullet of a scarecrow, a blade of pure sunlight.
What did the ring do? I completely forgot. What did the ring
it
do?
It is a ring of regeneration.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh!
Blank's got that one.
Oh, I remember we were making jokes about putting it on Irina or something like that. Because it can grow an arm. Or grow something.
That's
yes.
right.
Something. Mm-hmm. Grow something. Okay.
Yep.
Sorry to interrupt. Sorry, I just was...
A blade of pure sunlight! The discovery of the ladder coincided with undead horrors rising up from the ground beneath the party's feet, and a pitched battle ensued.
A what battle?
A pitched.
Pitched?
Pitched.
Like pitched?
Pitched.
What's a pitched battle?
A pitched battle.
It's a thing. I've heard that before.
Let's see. Pitched.
Can we pause and look it up? No. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. Please continue. Let's put a bookmark in it because I want to look it up later.
Violent or vigorous confrontation.
There you go.
Is that why they call Satan pitch?
I think it's because pitch is tar, which is black.
So it was a black battle. Except that the werewolves were wearing cutoffs. They were never nudes.
A blacked battle.
Please continue.
I will.
Don't you feel like the anger is actually making you feel less nervous?
Anger. I never get angry.
He doesn't get angry.
It's my secret. I'm never angry.
Yeah.
Also, my other secret is I refer to that line all the time.
That's his favorite joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's your favorite line to misquote.
The secret is I'm always blank.
Yep.
That's the joke. Now it's explained. It's even more funny. Funnier. The foes were eventually defeated, with a satisfying number of them having been... I said pitched again.
Really?
Having been pitched down the cliffside.
Oh, that's funny.
With a satisfying number of them having been pitched down the cliffside. And the group turned their attention to the abbey itself. They quickly and efficiently, without any dithering or hesitation, definitively decided to open the nearest door.
It was like a 20-minute...
What is wrong with us?
It took us forever.
Yes, that I remember.
I do remember that, too.
After the 20 seconds it took to come to this conclusion, Lank stepped in and was met with a terrible odor and the sight of a hulking beast at the end of the gloomy hallway. He said, nope, and got the fuck out of there. And so Batthwack then stepped up and headed in, and he was able to get a better view of what waited within. A huge, fleshy monstrosity comprised of different body parts sewn together, rushing down the hall towards the open door and towards the turtly paladin!
Oh no.
Is that the noise?
I made that noise because I'm terrified of it.
So that's not the horrible beast making that noise.
Mm-mm. I thought maybe it was Bathwack who made that noise.
Probably.
Or Lank. Could have been Lank.
Yeah.
Could have been Lank.
So there we are. Bathwack is standing in the doorway as this thing advances. Where's everybody else? I don't think we really touched on that.
You'd remember.
I'm right next to the door, having just informed Bathwack of the reasons why he shouldn't go too far. I just saw Will make a hasty retreat.
The icon for Will just zoomed across the map.
What a perfect encapsulation.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to find the front because I thought Will might be headed around. Because we were taught when they were all talking about it, he was like, why don't we go knock on the front door? And that, so I was assuming that he would be kind of walking that way, and everyone's opening the door, and he's like, oh, yeah, go on.
All right, so Will's around the corner, headed towards the front.
I don't know
What about a Rafina? Is she near
We're not on roll 20, right? So I really just have to remember.
You can go on roll 20, because it's open, and everything is there. And
that's where I saw Will go streaking past.
Yeah. Why don't you ask someone else?
Nick, where are you, Nick? I'm by the door. Nick.
Glad we checked in with you, Nick.
Poor Nick. You make him dumber, all the time.
If I could have cheated on the dice, she would have already had taken my turn.
He's eventually just going to get down to the vocabulary. It's just his name.
Aw,
Nick!
No.
Nick.
Aw, Nick.
Let's say that Madeline is flitting along after you, Will. The cat lady is going to be behind wherever Rafina is.
Yeah, cat lady's with me.
Irina is probably by the door. And Steed Corral was left outside. Batwack did say that he had dismounted.
Steed Corral is the best thing ever.
In the week off, did you, Abby, inform Alex of who Steve Carell is?
Oh man, I forgot. I didn't do my homework.
You'll never know.
Nope.
No.
There's no way to tell.
He has seen
almost all of The Office, and he will still never know.
There you go.
All right, so I'm still standing outside then. I'm right next to...
I kind of moved our tokens around there, but I don't know where... You have agency. You are in full control.
I thought you were just joking about Will, but he is seriously, like, nowhere the hell close to us.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's, like, in the next county by now.
He was, he was walking towards the front door, so I think that he would be like,
walking.
All right. Yeah, walking, sprinting, flying.
Speed walking is what I picture.
Yeah, I don't think...
I'm being inquisitive. I need to know what's going on.
Okay, so you're right by the open door. Cool. I imagine you, like, springing with your boots. Your boots of striding and springing.
Honestly, he's not, like, running away in fear. He's more like, why are people doing this? I'm going to go to the front and see if there's the people that we met that seemed normal. So he probably doesn't see this hulking anything, you know, doesn't really know that there's a real threat. But also, even if he did, he's gone.
So real quick, is Batthwack... Is he going to be heading back out like Lank did, or is he doing something else, standing his ground or moving in?
I'm just going to stand my ground for a second, but I'm not going to draw my weapon.
Okay. All right. So let's have everybody roll initiative.
Oh, God.
So that we can see how this progresses.
I hope, as usual, like, usually when I'm the furthest away is, like, when I have the highest initiative, and it never makes any sense. I'm like, why would I have high initiative? Like, I know what's going on all of a sudden. I have the initiative.
You just have the confidence of someone who's like, nothing's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I have a 20. I don't want to go first.
Yeah, I know.
I also rolled a natural 20.
Oh, yes!
I also rolled a 20. I can't.
No! Guys, that's awesome!
We are eager!
Alright.
I got a 7. Very anticlimactic.
7 total?
So, yes. Like Batwack and Rafina all charge at once and we get wedged in the doorframe.
And Nick just easily steps over you two.
This is like the first fight where I'm not absolutely sure I want to kill this guy.
Yeah.
And now we're just...
What are your modified totals with your initiative, everybody?
21.
22.
21.
Because I swear, I mean, like, your description, if I'm recalling, I feel like your description of, like, several weeks ago, when we were looking in the windows and listening and stuff, it's, like, moans and stuff. I feel like it's probably, like, it's got to be, like, a...
When people are mental...
Yeah,
a
like
sanitarium.
An
asylum.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A loony bin?
No, see, that's what I was trying to avoid saying. Because I don't want to make our podcast...
A hospital of mental health?
Right, exactly. Because... We have representatives of mental health people here, so I'm not making
Black
fun of
Black Gate, or whatever that one was. The...
Representatives. What am I saying? Don't make me talk anymore. God!
You must talk.
All right, here we have the senator of mental health issues.
Oh my God. Oh, that's terrible. But yeah, that's what it sounded to me like. It was some kind of asylum or, you know, something bad. But this guy seems scary, so I don't know. That was just my thought. I'm scared.
Maybe he's the nurse on call.
Maybe.
It's Nurse Ratchet.
Yeah.
Lank, what you doing? Bathwack has opened the door, assumingly has seen what you saw, and is not leaving.
Yes, so he's still inside the door. Oh, he's not leaving. That's,
He's right inside.
I'm going to... scoot around here and stand next to him.
All right, so you're going in the door.
And I'm going to have my mole ready, but I'm not going to...
These broad guys got to be shoulder to shoulder with the wall and each other. Just
shoulder to knee.
Yeah, that's right. True. Never mind.
In true Spartan formation, I put my buckler in front of Bathwack's shin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have a buckler.
What's a buckler?
A little
something,
shield.
Don't I? Am I making this up? I don't.
Well,
do
if
I not
you do,
have a buckler?
You can't hold your maul because it's a two-handed weapon.
Mm. Is it a kitchen buckler?
I've got.
You might have one.
Ten pitons. I don't know what I was thinking of. I don't have a buckler. It was more for the sake of the Spartan reference, but
maybe it's because you are a buckler. You're kind of shaped like it. You just plant yourself there.
Back in my dwarven village, they called me Buckler.
Yeah, there you go.
You place your I Heart Waffles button in front of his ankle. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, Lang's not going to attack either. I think I'm just going to sort of stand and see what Bathwack's doing.
All right. Speaking of which, what's Bathwack doing?
I look over my shoulders. It looks like Rafina's trying to move in here. We have the same initiative. She doesn't. It doesn't matter. I'm going to just advance a tiny bit, but.
Well, because we're trying to move at the same time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
She's close to you, and she's like, "Wah! This turtle guy still alarms me."
Oh.
That's your instinct every now and again.
Pardon my look.
So she will give you a little bit of room to.
Yeah. I'm just going to move forward so that I'm in front of all of you.
Okay.
But I'm just sort of walking forward. I'm holding my shield. My sword is not drawn.
Got it. Nor is your warhammer.
Oh, right. Yeah, nor is the warhammer.
Rafina, do you move inside or are you just right outside or what are you doing?
Hey guys, what should I do? I can't really see over Bathwick.
Stand ready. We don't know what's coming down this hallway.
Okay, I'm ready. And she pulls out her tinderbox and
Where's
rattles
Will?
It menacingly.
Where do you think?
Where is back Will?
At,
Will?
Back at the man, playing
I'm
mayor.
Going to. I'm going to. I just forgot his name. Crap. Not Will's name.
Candlebrot.
I'm going to command my My Little Pony to go look for him.
Steed Corral.
Honestly, I kind of like the reference just that he has to keep calling it My Little Pony.
I'm going to send
My Little Pony to find Will.
I like the Bathwack thinks his name is Steve, and we all correct him that it's Steed in character. Okay. So yeah, does your horse go find Will?
Yeah, but he can't talk to him.
Nope. No, he can't.
I just have a green horse following me now. I'm like, look at my... I have a dragon, a horse.
It's all about non-verbal cues.
Can your horse bite him? Bite him in the ass!
You'd probably kick him to the
can
ground.
Can I punch the horse in the face?
This is great. We're ready to stare down this whatever, and you've sent My Little Pony after to stomp him to death.
All right, so Steed goes up next to Will.
No one's is that all? Answered me. Oh, you told me to be ready. Okay.
I absolutely.
Up.
I was like, you be ready.
I'm ready.
All right, you're ready?
This is the episode where Bathwack is going to kill Will using a remote-controlled My Little Pony.
It's a drone strike!
We've been building up to this.
All right, Nick is going to go over... towards where maybe the horse went, maybe where Will went. And he's going to peer around, and he's going to see Will walking away. He's going to be like, Will! Will! We're going in over here!
Why?
I don't know!
What is wrong with all of you?
They're inside!
They're perfectly normal, weird animal guys that were talking to us over here, and now we're going to go and go where the poop is? I mean, this is just... right. I don't want to go in the poop hall!
So Nick and Will start to yell at each other. And then this fleshy creature stalks down the hall with purpose. It comes right up in front of you, Bathwack. It raises its long... Its arms seem like too long. Like they're a little too long. And his hands are huge. And they make these giant fists. And he just brings them down at your head.
Oh my
one
God.
After the other.
Whoa.
That's terrible. What's going on?
I'm beginning to suspect that this is not the night nurse.
Oh, God. All right. Maybe that's why all the patients are so sad. That's all it can do. It is the nurse.
24 to hit.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
That's like man.
Does 14 bludgeoning damage.
Oh,
wow. Very good.
And then his other fist comes down.
What?
Oh, what?
14 to
hit. I should have used my good initiative to hit him.
Oh, 14 to
I
hit.
I know. Why did we waste our 20s on this?
Yes. Yeah. 14 to hit. I'm assuming that misses.
All right. It's a miss. Yes.
All right. So the other one smashes into the ground, the floor next to you. It cracks a stone in the floor.
Yeah, I should say. Jeez.
And he's silent. He's not, like, saying anything or yelling anything. He's just attacking you.
Is not even grunting or groaning?
No.
Is he like an automaton?
Up close, he appears to be made of organic parts, but it is definitely, you can see up close, they're like sewn roughly together.
Oh,
like
God.
It's actually like physically different parts. His face is all like kind of weirdly distorted. Oh. I think I said before, almost Picasso-ish, not quite that bad. Not to cubism level, but definitely impressionism at the very least.
He's not undead.
You're not getting that sense. He doesn't seem to be like, you know, he's not rotting or anything like that. He looks to be built. Okay. Will.
Oh, really?
It's your turn.
Defend against the pony.
Yeah, is the pony actually doing anything? Did it actually bite me or something?
No.
Bathwack just said it went to find you, okay. So it's just next to you.
So do I know anything more at this point? I probably don't know that.
Will or Nick yelled to you. No.
I think Will genuinely... It's not like Will's running and betraying everyone. I mean, although...
This time.
Right. This yet. Time. Yet. Yes, I get it all. But, I mean, he genuinely thinks that talking to the people might make more sense than creeping in through the backs. And if he doesn't know that someone's actually getting their skull beaten in,
right now,
he probably doesn't. Wouldn't do anything. So that sucks. I'm sorry. Apparently I'm talking to the horse now. Yeah, he starts talking to the horse. Oh, God.
If I speak its language, it may not bite me.
Wilbur.
He might look at the horse and be like, what the hell, horse? What the hell, steed corral? He
says, Wilbur, because it's cold.
Nice. God.
It is cold.
Yeah, it is cold. I remember that. I think he does look at the horse like any... I think he knows that that's probably Bathwack sending something to try to boss Will around so that he's like... Maybe he pushes up the horse's face, like pushes its nose away, like, go back to your lizard king! The fuck out of my face!
Do you say that?
Yeah, something like that. Can you hear me? That'd be amazing.
I'm just curious if you said it.
Yes.
All right.
That's Alex just
we'll
curious.
We'll just note that for later.
Throne.
Yeah. And can I keep going towards the front? And that sucks, but can I hurry up and start going to the front door?
Yeah, you could take your action to run. So you could take your move action twice, basically.
Guys.
Guys, help me. My character is doing things I don't want to do.
I don't know how far I can move.
30 and 30.
That's as far as I'm going. I'm almost to the door.
Madeline's going along. She's like, where are we going?
To find the people. I don't know what to call them.
Okay.
They talked to us at least.
All right.
They didn't smell like poop. I'm not going to the poop hall.
I didn't smell them. Don't make me smell them.
I won't.
All right. Lank.
I think it's Mullen time.
Okay.
Which Lank really, yeah, he needs to expand his repertoire. That is a 24 to hit.
Right, that probably hits. Yeah, that definitely hits.
Goody. Now, that is 12.
Okay. Hitting this creature is like hitting stone.
Oh my God. Well, if then he gets a hammer, it should be pretty good.
Yeah, I have double proficiency in stonework.
All right. You begin to craft the Statue of David. You start with the penis.
Yeah. I craft the Statue of David, and then the first thing I do with my second attack is knock the dick off.
By the way, do you just move up like the one step to be up next to Bathwack? You could technically like work your way around this guy if you wanted to.
Oh yeah, I'm just here next to Bathwack.
Okay.
Yep, and then I'm gonna hit him or try to hit him again.
All right.
22 to hit.
A hit, a palpable hit.
15.
Okay. You feel the vibration through the handle and up through your hands as you strike the flesh of this creature. Is that it?
I think that's all I can do.
Okay. Bathwack.
Is it an action to draw?
No.
All right. I'll take out the Warhammer.
The silver Warhammer?
Okay. Yeah, the silver Warhammer.
All right.
And say a prayer and cast Thunderous Smite. And then attack.
Do it.
Dramatic pause.
Dun, dun, dun.
22.
Ooh.
That is a hit.
Okay, sweet.
Give me the types of damage you're doing.
It's, what is it for the hammer? Is it bludgeoning damage?
Yes.
All right, so it's 11 bludgeoning damage, and then an extra 8 thunder damage.
Okay.
And they have to make a strength save against 14 or get knocked back.
Got it. All right. So you hit this thing with your hammer. It connects. You feel something similar as I described to Lank, like hitting just solid rock. Sinks in a little bit, but the thunder wave rushes over him, and he clutches his head as if it seems to assault him.
Ooh.
And then we'll make, you said strength?
Yeah.
Versus 14. He looks like he sets his feet very well against this, and he rolls...
I say.
So does nothing happen, or does something lesser happen?
Nothing happens.
Okay. Yeah, he just plants his back foot and is not moved.
Dang. Now, the thunder rings out. It's audible within 300 feet.
All right.
So, I mean, everything knows we're here, but what I wonder is, can Will hear that?
Yes, I would say that Will can hear that. You hear at least a loud boom.
I jump over the wall and roll down with the rest of the people.
That's up. So you just roll up the hill and then you're back against the wall.
Just lay down on the ledge.
Get a suntan. Oh, wait, no sun.
With this sound, you hear hooting and yowling and caterwauling and crying and screaming and all kinds of horrible noises resound out from many of the doors in this hallway. It becomes a cacophony of terrible sounds.
Oh. I'm gonna... Oh, we can talk. Maybe we should open the doors.
Who are you talking to there, dude?
I just said it. I just said it out loud.
As this thunder, the peal of thunder fades away...
Okay, let's do it.
Or it could be a terrible idea and we could get overwhelmed. But
do those noises sound like people who are trying to escape because they need help, or people who cannot wait to break our bones?
It's hard to say. It's such a variety of odd, terrible noises that maybe and maybe not. There might be a variety.
Maybe there's a zoo there.
Hmm.
Maybe it's just a zoo.
You hear an elephant trumpet.
Oh, so it's going to be an action for me to open the door. So I'll just move up next to it and take a second attack.
Go for it.
A 1.
Aww.
Okay, well, ignoring that utter failure, Steed is gonna just race up next to Will.
All right.
And sort of like... go like this, in a circle around him. Oh, well, you can't see what I'm doing it on my screen.
I could see a little bit.
Yep.
He's
like prancing around.
And I'm just like, well, good job with your horse training. I don't know what to tell you. Get out of my way!
Are you talking to a horse? Yeah. Madeline says.
Oh, man.
Steed is enjoying the monologue.
All right. Rafina, it's your turn.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna try it.
By the way, I love this picture of there's Will. He looks really pretty, super serious, and then he's got like orbiting around him like little moons. He's got this pony and this little dragon.
My Little Pony and a Charmander.
It's like the most inappropriate character. It should be around Rafina. It should be Rafina with those creatures around. It's around me, and I'm just like, ah!
Yeah, I should have, like, the grumpy cat for her cat lady. Yeah. That would be appropriate.
Yep.
All right. So, Rafina, what are you going to do? You're going to try it? You're going to do it? What did you say?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to banish this guy.
Okay.
Oh. Whoa. She's going for it.
I am totally going for it. She reaches into her tinderbox and pulls out a banana.
Okay.
Which?
You're going to banana ship?
Bananas!
Yes! Oh, I totally planned that.
That's amazing.
No, I didn't at all. But, yes, but this is something that is distasteful to this creature. Because that is what the instructions say.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be distasteful. And he does not like bananas at all. Obviously. Right, DM?
Of course. He has a severe potassium deficiency. It's very clear from his sclera.
All right, so
one question, in what state is this banana? Like, what level of ripeness are we talking about?
Well, it's actually red.
Whoa! Okay.
What?
She painted it.
Well, I put it right next to my Capri Sun juice box and it spilled. So.
All right.
All right, so here we go.
All right.
Did I roll?
The creature rolls. He tries to save against your spell save DC.
Okay. It is 14.
14. All right. And so do you just pull out a banana and then suddenly the spell happens, or what do you do?
No. I V, S, and M.
Right. Verbal, somatic, material. So we've got M. M is the red painted banana.
Hokey pokey, hokey pokey, hokey pokey, hokey pokey. That's what I say, but really, like, I'm mad.
Cool. And then do you point the banana? Do you chuck it at him? Do you eat it?
The S part, just your angry eyebrows.
I'm waving it menacingly.
All right. So this banana is waggled.
I'm not right up next to him, so I can't really throw it at him.
You see he snaps his gaze directly at you, Rafina, and his eyes widen. And he narrows them at you as if he's trying to resist. And he fails.
Nice.
So, describe what happens.
Bananishment. What is the spell?
The banana is jerked out of my hand, whacks him in the face, and all of a sudden he vanishes.
All right.
It's literally just bananishment.
The banana falls to the floor and just spins.
Yep. Yeah, he,
and then it's like it's a banana ring. It goes right back in my hand after he disappears.
Oh my god, amazing.
Quick aside, I must have blinked or something. Will is getting even farther away than I last saw.
Yes.
That was his last turn.
That was my last turn.
Heading towards the front door.
Yeah.
With his entourage.
All right.
Yep.
All right, guys, we got 1 minute.
What?
I think. Isn't so that what gone. It is?
That is correct.
Yeah, we have 1 minute before he comes back.
Oh, unless so this is a returned. Temporary thing.
Oh, by the way, there was a faint popping noise.
There. Yes!
And don't end the spell, okay, guys? Do you hear me?
How would we do... how would we end the spell?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
But
here's the other thing. If we sent him to his home plane, then he'll just not come back.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, so there.
So we'll just assume that that's what it is. just keep hanging around. You don't have to do anything. Just wait. Yeah.
All right. That was easy. That was easy. Okay, guys, let's go.
All right. So you have 1 minute, probably more like 50 seconds now.
Uh-oh.
What do you do?
That was the fastest 10 seconds we've ever had in this game.
It was probably more like 30. I'm being generous.
I'm opening this door.
All right. Bathwack whips open the door.
What? It's unlocked?
It is. The door is unlocked.
For you, Bathwack, it doesn't really matter.
You probably pull something a little bit because you're expecting a lot of resistance. All right.
Whips the door off its hinges, knocks Lank out into the pasture.
So it's the door, the first door on the right. You open it up to reveal a cell within. It is 20 feet by 20 feet. And within you see something I am about to describe to you when I use my words to explain it to you over the internet. All right.
Your delaying words are always the best words.
All right. Within you see 9 mongrel creatures standing in the middle of the room.
9?
Staring at the doorway in silence with hungry looks in their eyes.
Uh-oh.
Ah! Close the door.
All hungry right. for flesh or, like, hungry for a banana?
Yeah! Throw the banana in! Throw
Wait,
the banana in!
Mongrel mean that they're dogs? Or that they're people who look hungry as a wolf?
You can't see in. Lank can probably not really see in unless he steps up, and you guys can come in. We're not, like, right in initiative order right now, because I'm just trying to
I'd sort of step up, cover Bathwack.
Yeah, so you see this as well. They're creatures similar to the two you met at the gate. They are different varieties of weird human/animal mutant configurations. I would come up with 9 off the top of my head, but that would
take
too long.
You can do it. Do it.
All right. One has the body of a shrimp with the head of a jackal. One has the legs.
So that one's just laying on its side.
One has the legs of a kangaroo and the tail of a jackalope. One has, so the no arms of a howler monkey and the voice of a hyena. One has a...
I didn't know a voice counted as a bark.
The wings of a monarch butterfly. Ooh. The size of the wings of a monarch butterfly. With the body of a baby elephant, and it is flying. One has...
the body of a crab.
And the others are identical to those. They all have twins. One is triplets.
Nice. Yay! Good job, you did it.
All right, but Bathwack closed that door.
Yep.
All right, time is ticking.
Does it sound like they are trying to get, if they wanted to get out and they saw the door open, they would have rushed at the door. Does it sound like they're rushing at the door?
They did not rush at the door when you opened it.
Are they rushing at the door now that they know that it can open?
It doesn't sound like it.
Okay. Let's try the door on the other side.
All right. Meanwhile, I'm going to start sprinting down the hallway.
Oh. I kind of needed you to reach that doorknob there, Bathwack.
Oh, all right. All right, fine. I'll stay.
Lank is able to jump. You see that he's able to jump up and reach it.
I got it.
So, Lank, you rip open that door. Bathwack, you can start heading down the hall. Right. Lank is peering in over Rafina's shoulder. It's like, what's going on?
What, is she laying flat on the ground?
Rafina? No, she's just short.
No, I'm not. I'm just short.
Nick is...
You're shorter than Lank?
What? No. Nick is peering over Rafina's shoulder.
Oh, I thought you said Lank is peering over Rafina's shoulder. I'm very confused.
I'm not in charge of you. You're your own person. You're a man now, Lank. All right. So you open this door, and within you see... This room contains a fort made out of piled bits of shattered furniture and torn draperies.
Oh.
Sweet.
Sweet, Lank found his home.
Sort of tucked in the back left corner of the room is this fort. Propped up against one side, you see a shattered mirror. And from within the fort, you hear a mischievous cackle.
Oh. Hello? But no sound of approach?
No.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and shut that door again.
Make a perception check.
Perception check. 15.
All right. As you are closing the door, you feel like you maybe get a glimpse of what looks like in the shattered mirror, one of the largest pieces of that's left there, a malice-filled eye staring at you. And then the door's closed.
Well, I'm sort of pulling the door closed. I see that and do one of those things where someone's like shutting a door and then like, wait a second. Holds the door open. So I keep the door open wide enough to see that.
The eye is certainly there. It blinks once, it blinks twice, and then it's gone.
Then I slam the door.
Okay. Whoa. Boom! Rafina, are you doing anything in this small bit of time you've granted everybody?
I am going to offer to use my spell to open all the doors, or the doors of your choice.
Ah. Oh,
but we might not want that.
Can you close them again?
Yes.
She can.
We may want to do that with doors 3 and 4. Can I quickly relate to Rafina and Nick what I saw and heard in room number 2?
Sure.
Yes, please.
I saw... Okay, something's cackling in there in a fort. Don't know what that's about, but there was an eye looking at me through a broken mirror.
Oh, that's weird. Where's the monster?
I banished the monster.
That was nice of you.
Oh, okay, cool. And Nick casually walks in the hallway.
Just for a minute.
Oh.
Can you open... Rafina, could you open doors 3 and 4?
Shazam!
All right, the doors fly open. Before we get to the description, Bathwack, where are you going?
I'm going to the end of the hallway.
All right, the hallway down.
Right here.
All right, so he's heading down that way. Will, what are you doing?
I'm getting to the front door.
You've gotten there.
Yes.
Yes. What are you doing when you get there?
I'm going to push it open.
All right.
Knock and push it open really quickly, like, you know. You know, like how polite people would do, but also it's an emergency.
Hello?
No! Knock as in out of courtesy, but then push open the door because it's an emergency.
It's an emergency!
Yes, it's an emergency! Hello, everybody!
I knock to be polite! You heard me! All right. Let's describe what you see first.
Okay.
So, from the door, you can see... Sorry, I'm revealing on the map. dear listeners. You see beyond the door a courtyard.
Oh.
Open to the sky. Hmm. A thick fog fills the courtyard. It swirls as if eager to escape.
Great.
The courtyard is surrounded by a 15-foot high curtain wall. That's where you came in from. A curtain wall. It's a type of wall.
Okay.
It's a wall.
Okay.
15-foot high wall.
Okay.
Sort of behind, you can see the same is true at the back side of the courtyard. Mm-hmm. In the center of the courtyard, directly ahead, is a
cornyard.
Cornyard.
Now it's a cornyard.
All right.
Curtain, corn wall, cornyard.
I'm going to send you to the cornyard.
the cornwell.
In the center of the courtyard.
The cornwell.
In the center of the cornhole is a stone well fitted with an iron winch.
Okay.
To which a rope and bucket are attached. Mm. Along the back, three shallow alcoves containing wooden troughs. As you open the door, you hear horrible screams from somewhere in the courtyard, kind of muffled.
In the same courtyard?
It sounds like,
in?
At least it's getting louder when you open the doors.
Great, I made the wrong choice.
I am not even there, so I shouldn't be talking.
No, I talk all the time. I'm annoying. You are much more polite. Go ahead. What are you saying?
I just wanted to know if the yells were coming from the trough or from the well in the middle or something.
It's hard to say. It sounds kind of muffled as if it's behind something. Mm. It maybe could sound like it's coming from that same area you heard them from when you were on the other side of things. But you also hear it coming from the other side of the courtyard, too. So. Okay.
Both sides of the courtyard. I walk in, and basically from my right to my left, I hear yells. Great. Okay.
It doesn't sound like anything like coming for you or anything like
that. Does it sound like it's within these mists or the fog or whatever that's, like, it's in this courtyard, though? Or is it through a wall?
It just got louder when you opened the door.
Okay. All right.
Do you head in or not?
I yell, hey, cat face, or whatever the heck they were. I don't know what they were. What did they look like? Hey, excuse me! Hello! He's just yelling like that.
Okay. All right. We'll go back to you. Bathwack, you're heading to the end of the hallway, correct?
Yeah, I'm just stopping just short of this intersection. I want to look left and right.
So the walls open up to your left and right. I will reveal that for you. There you go. So it opens up into a little bit more of an open space. To your right, you see what looks as if it used to be an office. There are the remains of a desk and a chair there, both of which have been smashed to pieces. There is a hallway leading to your left around the wall, which you can't see past. And then it looks like it goes further to the right as well. That's about all you can see from there.
Okay.
And then we will go back to the rooms that Rafina opened up. Lank, you have a good view of them.
Yep. Mole at the ready in case somebody
got it.
Makes a run at me.
First, the one on your right is opened to reveal 7 mongrels seated in the middle of the room, forming a ring. They appear to be chanting a spell.
What?
You do not recognize the language that they're speaking.
Drawing on my past success, I lean into the room and go, hello?
They seem to take no notice of you as you greet them so graciously. The other door opens to
I'm going to manually close door 3.
Okay. The door to your left remains open, and within that, you see filthy mongrels cradling screaming young in debris-strewn corners of this room, while several more hoot, holler, roll on the floor, and whack each other with sticks.
Oh my god.
This room contains 10 mongrel folk, 3 of which are tending to mongrel folk babies.
Oh my god.
I'm not even going to say hello on this one. I'm just going to shut the door.
All right.
You're saying mongrel folk, like, is this a race that
that's
we
just
know
the
about?
Word I am describing. Okay. They okay. all are these kind of weird mutant-y, animal-y.
All right.
Things.
I just didn't know because I'm, you know, ignorant mm-hmm. of all that is D&D, so.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to say everybody has time to make basically one more bold choice or movement.
I'm moving to the next set of doors, having closed door 4.
Okay. So all the doors are now closed.
Okay.
Nick is kind of moving down into the hallway towards Lank. Rafina, what are you doing?
I'm also inching forward.
Okay. Are you flinging open any more doors magically?
No. Oh. Only if asked. I made my offer. It's out there.
Once I've made it to 5 and 6. Hey, Rufina, could you open door 5?
Right. I love that they have numbers. Like,
do you point which is door 5, or does Rufina assume which is door 5?
I can tell he's pointing.
Lank would probably. Could you open the pointing to the one on Lank's right?
Ah, dominant hand, of course. All right.
I like the idea that you say door 5, and like a door halfway across the building opens.
Yep. Yeah. She's like, that's door 5. Duh.
You said door 5.
I like the idea of Lank turning around going, Rufina, would you please show us what is behind door number 5?
And you open,
and it's still the wrong door.
Rufina would make a terrible Vanna White.
All right, door number 5 is opened to reveal. This looks like the wreckage of a bedchamber. Four mongrel creatures brawl amid the wreckage, while a fifth watches and cackles behind a life-size painted wooden statue of a saintly woman in robes.
What?
Wait. Wasn't that something? Shit! I wish we would remember anything!
Is that a guardian? Was it? Look to the guardian!
No!
Not through the guardian!
But wasn't there something? Didn't the guy in Kresk talk about, like, a saint or something? Maybe I'm just excited because it's something.
The grave you cracked open was the grave of Saint Markovia. This is Saint Markovia's Abbey.
But I don't know what that means.
The pieces are falling into place. Not for Lank, though. He wouldn't get that connection.
So, yeah,
and I'm not there, so for nobody, I guess.
If you take any time to watch the four that are fighting, they don't seem to be trying to hurt or kill each other. It looks more like a dominance show kind of thing. Mm.
Do any of them notice me standing in the doorway?
If so, they take no action towards you or anything.
I'm going to go ahead and close the door, but slowly. Okay. Not sure what to make of this.
Yeah.
All right. Bathwack.
Let me go toward the office furniture. I'm just going to approach it and then look over my shoulder around that corner.
All right. So as you clear that corner, the rest of this room is revealed to you. And you basically see a short hallway leading to towards a closed large wooden door. It looks a little larger than the ones in the hallway, more like the exterior door that you came in from originally.
Okay.
And Will. You shout it out, and from within the mists to your right, two figures emerge, and it is the mongrel folk that you encountered at the front gates.
Okay.
You recognize their hideous, horrible features.
What did they look like?
Let me remind you!
I didn't know if there was something you made up on the... Wasn't one of them like a cat or something? A horse? A donkey?
The one that spoke to you...
Was a cat, I think.
They were both rather short, under 5 feet. She, her left side of her face is covered with lizard scales, the right with tufts of gray wolf fur. Mm. You see pale human skin between the tufts. Mm. She has a cat eye. She has, cat's paws with opposable thumbs. And that has a gray cloak on. The other one has the snout of a donkey.
Yeah.
Donkey flesh is sort of patchy on his face and body. Mm-hmm. A human ear and a wolf's ear. Oh, no, sorry, it was a wolf's snout and fangs.
Oh.
His arms and hands are human, but his legs and feet are that of a lion, and he has a donkey's tail.
A donkey's tail, that's
And he mean. Mostly is speaking in donkey brays.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But she comes up to you, sort of leading him, and says, we told you we were getting our, the abbot. What?
Yeah, how long is it going to take to get the abbot? Where is he, or she?
Through this door, maybe you should just go in.
Maybe he should come out here.
No, we won't disturb him. You can go in if you like, it's fine.
Are you afraid of the abbot?
No, it's just, I don't know.
Yes, you are, apparently.
We're afraid of a lot of things.
Okay.
We're just hungry.
Oh. What? Wait, but that doesn't have... Wait, so did you eat the abbot? Like, what does that have to do with being...
No, it's just feeding time soon. Here, you go that way. There's a large door over there. She points back the way she came towards your right. And she says, Otto and I are... We have to get back to guard duty. And she roughly pushes past you.
Do you know anything about a big old scary guy over in the shit hall. Back over there.
You're gesturing that way?
Yes.
She, as she's going out, she looks over and her eyes are wide.
Yeah,
her
what's
cat's
that?
Eye dilates and her other eye is... She's like, oh, don't go in there. No. You can't go in there. You'll be ripped from limb to limb. And then she heads off down the path.
But I'm like, hey! But what if some people already went in there?
As the other one, who now you know his name is Otto, goes past you, he gets right in your face and goes,
I'm gonna cast shocking grasp at your face!
His breath is actually fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not like, wonderful, it's
is
just
the
normal.
Is My Little Pony still near me? I'm like, hey, go have sex with that guy. Go on.
A matchmaker even under stress.
Should I have the horse roll a charisma?
Yeah.
Saving throw.
Do it. Do it. Check out that fine piece of corral.
Ooh, incest too. Nice. All right. So this happens. Mm. Do you choose to act in any way?
Ugh. I don't know what this weird... Is the horse near me still, though, for real? Like, is... I mean, I was making that joke, but...
Oh, yeah.
Is he still...
Yeah, horse is right there. Behind you.
Will can communicate... So Will is new to the world of magic, fairly, you know. So he can communicate with his animal things. So he has no idea what your steed is, but he's probably going to be like, hey, horse! Can you somehow communicate with Bathwack and tell him that you guys shouldn't be over there? That's what he's going
to
say.
Are you talking to a horse?
Yes, I am. I don't know if the horse... You're talking to me, aren't you, dragon?
Yeah, but we're talking. Is he talking to you?
I don't know. Wait, are you talking out loud? Is that the difference?
No, she's not talking.
You're not talking out loud?
What do you mean I'm not talking out loud? We're talking right now.
You're talking to my brain.
What?
I don't know. It's weird. I know. I get it. But that horse... I can talk.
You look like a crazy person right now.
I don't care if I look like a crazy person. We have just an argument. Well, yeah. it's just so self-centered.
You're just right there in the doorway.
Right.
Okay.
I think it's fair to say that Will would notice, looking at Steed's eye, that there's this spark of intelligence.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's what, I mean, he's trying to see if that would work. So he'd be like, go tell Bathwack. But then, you know, he gets in a fight with Madeline, so... Or okay. Like a discussion that's just like sibling bickering.
So what were you able to get out? I don't remember
Well, what I said was, I don't know, green horse, can you somehow talk to Bathwack and tell them that they're not supposed to be over there because apparently that's not a good place to be? Says
the
original two.
To Will.
Yeah. Says the original two people. You know, that.
Okay. Can you communicate with your horse?
Yeah, let me read specifically...
Summon steed.
The horse just goes over and looks at him.
You
nothing
can speak,
passes.
But you can only speak in the title of Steve Carell movies.
Yes! It's amazing.
Name one. Go!
Dan in real life!
No, I meant...
So I mean, here's, let's see, Alex. Here's what it is. So, can I understand one language that I speak? I would have it speak common.
Yep.
And obviously,
that's what I spoke.
And it just says an instinctive bound. I thought I remembered something about a. Oh, yeah. While your steed's within 1 mile of you, you can communicate with it telepathically.
Okay.
So we're basically.
I'm shouting at you through your horse. Bathwack!
And you have no idea if it works or not.
I have no idea.
Basically,
I love that idea. Just like this guy, there's a man shouting at me, and he says that you shouldn't be over there.
Like, what have you gotten me into? What's going on over here?
Yeah.
So yes, you get this message from Steed.
Yeah, wait, what was it again?
You're not supposed to be over there, according to the two original people that we met.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. I don't know if you said that or
not.
Yeah,
it's dangerous. Yeah, well, yeah, something like that. I can't remember now, but...
All right.
So not much news.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, Will, maybe Steed understands you.
Well, that was my attempt, and then if the horse doesn't do anything to acknowledge that I spoke to it, Will's gonna be, I mean, he already is bickering with Madeline, but he's probably gonna give up on talking to the horse forever at this point, because he's not gonna be like, let me keep trying to talk to this weird green horse.
All right. So, as... everything that just happened, that we described happened, happens. Suddenly, with another popping sound, I'm assuming, Rafina?
Yes.
Would you care to entertain us? Bam! This, yep.
There.
It's a couple pops.
We needed multiple takes.
You see an arm, you see a knee, and then you see the whole creature. And it looks very confused.
Oh, yeah.
And we are back in initiative order. And it's Nick's turn. And he hears this pop, and he whirls around, and he goes, whoa! Says, stand back, Rafina! I will save you!
Okay!
Oh, what kind of sexist crap is that?
He would say that to anybody in the party. Except for Bathwack. He's like, Bathwack, save me!
Yeah.
And he rushes by you with his rapier drawn, and he leaps at the creature.
It's going to be a waste of a good rapier.
He strikes with his rapier at the creature. And hits it, and does... Rafina is there, so he gets to take advantage of his sneak attack. So normally that would do 27 damage. He, like, strikes right at, like, a seam where two parts are sewn together.
Ew.
But he's still met with heavy resistance. Ew. And he kind of goes, oof! As he does not... His arm doesn't go as far in as he would hope that it would.
Oof. Are there any fluids coming out?
You don't see any fluids. At least not yet. Okay. And now it is this thing's turn. It lifts both of its hands over its head in familiar large fists and brings them down. The first one crashes down right at Nick. That one hits Nick. And normally it would do... Oof. 19 bludgeoning damage. But Nick is able to dodge a little bit nimbly out of the way, and he takes half of that. If anybody lost hit points in the last fight, they are still lost, unless you're wearing a Ring of Regeneration, in which case probably some of them have regained.
Ooh.
The other fist comes crashing down at you, Rafina.
Oh.
And that is a 22 to hit.
Oh.
Well, that would hit.
Yeah, I think it would. And that is 14 bludgeoning damage.
Well, well.
Will, your turn.
Wow, okay. Well, is Madeline still bickering at me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why are you talking? We're talking in my head. What are you talking about?
Stop. All right. Yeah, people are probably fighting a thing, a turd monster in the hall over there, okay? So just please let's do something about this, or else this green horse is going to haunt me forever, probably, if Bathwack dies. Or maybe it'll just disappear. Who knows? So he starts walking over in the direction where that they indicated the bishop? Wait, what was it?
The abbot.
Sorry, the abbot.
All right. Most of the rest of the... I'm just going to reveal the rest of the courtyard. Okay. Pretty much all of it is opened up at this point to you. There's a few little alcoves, but I'm not going to bother with that because I don't think there's anything particularly crucial. So you still see those three troughs against the far wall. The courtyard kind of opens up into two separate wings. You can see these little doors on the map. There's four of these. They're like stone sheds to the left, four or five to the right, with padlocked wooden doors. You also see a larger door heading over to the left and to the right. There's sort of like the courtyard is dirt, and you can see there's sort of worn paths in the dirt heading from this door to those two other larger doors.
Mm-hmm.
These doors right here to sort of the left and the right of where you're walking in, Will, are probably gatehouse doors. There's like towers on either side of the main doors going in.
Do we know what this large thing is? That's
That's a large door. There's stone walls leading into presumably more of the structure of the abbey. It looks like it's basically divided into two separate wings, joined by this
courtyard. Not a giant... Oh, that's what you meant by wings. That's not a giant shed.
Presumably, no. It's very different in concern. It's a large, more formal, like, door. Okay. The other thing you'll notice, too, to your left, Will, you're going to see where I just made that circle mm-hmm. near the other sheds. You see two wooden posts pounded into the rocky earth. They have iron rings bolted to them. And chained to one of them is a short humanoid with bat wings and spider mandibles.
Ew.
What?
I think he's like, hey! Calls over to it to see if it, like, talks to him.
She looks up when you yell, and she skitters backwards until the chain. She goes basically as far away from you as you can.
It's a girl?
It is. She has long black hair, hides much of her face. I'll tell you, it's a girl.
Okay.
Rather than saying it, because that's dehumanizing.
Okay. Okay.
And she basically is just straining against her bonds. She's shackled at the feet to try to get just as, looks like, as far away from you as she can. She looks scared.
What would Will do?
I wish I were there.
I am like, even Will is like, what the fuck?
I want to talk to her.
Kind of Will does too, I think, almost. I'm not sure. Let me see. What would Will actually do? Oh my god. I think he just says, can you understand me? Hello?
She's just flapping. She's flapping her wings a little bit, just like skittering backwards away from you.
Does she look like, is her face, she has spider mandibles for her mouth. He's like, I don't know if I want to deal with that. Unfortunately, poor Will. Not poor Will. What an ass. I mean, Katie is feeling poor, this creature thing, but Will's like, weird. I don't think he wants to be in here anymore. Okay. Is there any
Madeline sees this too, and she's like, why don't we get out of here?
I agree, except that we kind of have a little, you know, there is so much to tell you, sis, but I'm not going to do that right now. Is it obvious which door would look like it would go to an abbot's place, or is it just those three doors that I'm assuming that it's over to my right, because they indicated it's to my right.
You see three doors. The two look like they match the other sheds. They're these little stone sheds. They're shorter. They're not flush with the wall. They kind of stick out. The one looks like a main walking through door mode of passage kind of way.
Okay. I'm going to prestidigitate. I don't know if this works, but can I prestidigitate a knock onto that door? I kind of walked into here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I can make a knocking sound if I could throw it to that direction.
Yeah, you can get
so
that far.
I don't have to walk that way, and I don't have to walk any further into this creepy ass place.
Yeah, you totally can do that. Totally. All right.
So yeah, I walk in. I see that. I'm like, what the fuck is this place? I don't like this anymore, or I never did from the start. And he prestidigitates the knock on the door. A loud one. As loud as he can with prestidigitation.
Okay. So not a
like an urgent one. Like, get the fuck out here, Abbott.
Got it. Okay.
And he's like, hey, Abbott.
I hate that guy.
Yay.
All right.
Says Lang.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.